important and as the process of life is important for the people. So they will be united.
Loudly, please.
Thank you, sir, for the topic.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
And I want to discuss one thing. Usually, people see the process of death on account of the body. So, let me discuss last thing. When the soul leaves the body, the unfulfilled desires also are also counted in.
Yes.
When the person is passing through palliation, if we are taking care of those desires also, so the soul is also being carried by the unfulfilled desires are also completed.
Yes. Try to be completed. May not be all. We try to fulfill as much as desires as possible. Some may not be possible, like marriage of somebody or like that.
Yes, yes.
So what is the question?
So, sir, generally people, whenever someone thinks of death, they want a painless death. For the sudden death, anytime. So, the sudden death is good for the body, but how is it for the soul?
It is equally same. Death is always death. Death is an independent event. And in my next presentation, I will tell you everything about death. He says that is the death differently painful if it is sudden or prolonged. Death is an independent event. And time before death is separate than death. Death is an event of death. So you go to a process of death, that's called active process of dying. And I will teach everything in detail in the next presentation, but suffice to say now that there is nothing like slow death or fast death. Death is death. Huh? And the pain caused by death is equal to something like 40,000 poisonous snakes biting you together. Imagine one biting you, how painful it is. And imagine 40,000 snakes together bite you. That kind of pain is there when the soul is separated from the body. This is just to give an idea to you. It may not be 40,000, it may be 39,000. I'm not saying that. The idea is it's a large amount of pain. Because it is the event, death is defined as an event when the soul is departing the body, which it is so attached to for so many years, which is stayed inside the body for so many years. So many emotions, so many relationships, so many family members are attached to that body. And that body, when it departs from, it is extremely painful. Now, in that extremely painful condition, we have to make him remember God. That means he has to practice. It can't be, okay, that day I will remember God. How will remember God? So much pain is there, so much distraction is there, so much already involvement emotionally is there, no? So, that's why preparation of death is right from beginning of life, the preparation of death. And what you have achieved in consciousness, that will come to your rescue at the moment of death. So, what are we trying to do is, the aim of spiritual care at death is to somehow or other attract his attention of the dying person to God. And that is a different presentation of mine. I will start from next time onwards. In detail, it will take 2-3 lectures, but it will explain to you what is the science of death, what are the stages of death, and what we do at the end of life for caring the person who is dying. Spiritual care at the end of life is that subject. There are many compartments in that whole subject, and we will teach you with full details. The more interest you will take, the more interesting it will become, because it's a very wonderful science. It's called as Thanatology, Science of Death. Our series is also called as Science of Death only. So finally, when we learn, everybody of us, see, we all are going to die one day, but nobody is preparing for that. No one is preparing. No one knows only about it. It's all mystery and it's called as inauspicious. So, if I start talking about death, you will say, sir, achhi baat karna na kuch. Why talk something about, inauspicious thing? Achhi baat karenge to acha rahega. We talk about festival, talk about some trips. But this is one exam which every one of us has to go through. As a doctor, I may go undergo a medical examination. As a psychologist, you go into psychological examination. As an engineer, he'll go other examination. But this examination, everybody has to go, undergo. And no one is preparing for that. That is the worst thing of it. So this science teaches us how to look at it and how to look at it positively, how to learn and how to make it very pleasurable for others and finally for you also. When I will leave also, I want to live in a very gracious way, glorious way to meet my Lord. Any other question is there? Any other question? Yes, please. Please, please. I have time. I have enough time. Don't worry. I have always enough time for such questions. Yes.
And the children, the counseling for the children is in form of like fulfilling their desires only.
Yes, yes. Correct.
Like the child, you know, they are given the songs and all. But how to make sure that the, like, it is there in the body of the kid, but the soul is there inside. How to make sure that the 4 or 5 year old child passes through? He will be in pain, we can give painkillers and all everything.
I want to make one statement here. There is nothing like peaceful death. Death is always death. Death will give you always enough pain that is supposed to give you. Standard pain of separation of soul from body. What we are doing is we are trying to alleviate all the previous anxieties and pains and equations and hitches and grudges and guilts, all those things we are trying to nullify for the family also, for the dying person also. So in case of a very neonatal case, for example, you know, 1 month baby or 2 months baby, we don't have any communication with the baby. All the communication with the parents only, for sister or brother maybe, or mother and father, maybe grandmother and grandfather. But for your information, there is a specialization in palliative care in pediatrics available. There is specialization in palliative care in gynecology. There is a pediatric psychiatrist specialization in palliative care also. In Kerala, there is a Calicut, there is one hospital, I forgot the name, I went to training also there. There are palliative care OPDs of psychiatry, of medicine, of oncology, of pediatrician. All branches in palliative care are there, specialized. Because everything is different, na? See, geriatric person dying is one story. A neonate dying is a different story. A pregnant lady dying is a different story. A man dying, a woman dying, young man dying, different story. Old man dying, different story. So each is a specialized thing, and you cannot handle in the same way, you know, every death. That's why this is a very specific question. I'll address it more detail in the end of life care discussion. But suffice to know now that every branch, the way you deal with your patient, like in your branch, in pediatrics, you deal with mainly parents only. All explanation, everything is with patient, parents only. And in the dying geriatric case, you are dealing with only patient also and the children also who are young, grown up. So the outlook is different, na? In CCU, your mindset is different. In general ward, mindset is different. In ER, the mindset is different. In cath lab, the mindset is different. In OT, the mindset is different. Every department has a different mindset with which you have to go. It's not just a science that you learn. So, pediatrics in science of death is a specialized thing. And as you show the desire to learn, you will learn more and more. Any other question? Dr. Rakesh, our new recruit is also asking question. I will repeat the question for you. Yes, sir. हाँ पूछो ना.
हो जाता है, बर्डन हो जाता है एक तरीके का, तो उसको पता होता है कि यार हमने
ओके डॉक्टर राकेश का प्रश्न ये है कि इवन द मेडिकल पीपल हु आर इन हॉस्पिस और हु आर इन क्लिनिकल प्रैक्टिस हु आर इन क्यूरेटिव मेडिसिन और इन हॉस्पिस मेडिसिन वट एवर दे ऑल्सो अंडरगो लॉट ऑफ इमोशनल चेंजेस बिकॉज ऑफ द अटैचमेंट आफ्टर सिक्स मंथ्स ऑफ ट्रीटिंग द पेशेंट यू डेवलप अटैचमेंट डेवलप रिलेशनशिप विद एंड आफ्टर दैट यू फील सो सैड बिकॉज ही डाइड एंड दिस इज मोर सो व्हेन द पेशेंट इज बेबी like pediatricians when the NICU baby dies doctors go undergo a toll you know they need a break because they just cannot see a small baby dying in front of the eyes of you after all the efforts so there is a subject in hospice which is called caring for hospice personnel because they undergo burnout because day in day and day out they see only death for their profession who comes to them all terminally ill people come to them So there is a special program in hospice for rejuvenation of the hospice personnel, those who are constantly working for death. Because in the hospital, what happens? Suppose you are a pediatrician, and some mother delivers a baby, and baby goes to NICU for the jaundice, for phototherapy, for this, that, and after 8 days, the baby gets all right, and both of them go home. But before going home, they give peda to you, they give sweets to you. डॉक्टर थैंक यू वेरी मच सब अच्छा हो गया बेबी बच गया और हम लेके जा रहे घर पे उसको दे सेलिब्रेट बट इन द हॉस्पिस एवरीवन कम्स टू डाई ओनली नो वन गिव्स यू पेड़ा आफ्टर दे डाई कि माय फादर डाइड फाइनली दिस इज पेड़ा फॉर यू नथिंग हैपेंस लाइक दैट सो देयर इज अ स्पेशल सब्जेक्ट इन हॉस्पिस हाउ टू टेक केयर ऑफ द नर्स द डॉक्टर एंड स्पेसिफिक इश्यू ऑफ बर्न आउट बिकॉज एवरीथिंग इज अ मैकेनिकल ना यू कैन नॉट जस्ट से कि Bed number 7, auntie died. Bed number 8, also baby died. Bed number 7, uncle also died. It's not as mechanical as that. Because of long-term association, as you said rightly, there is a bond. There's a relationship. He'll call you beta, you'll call him uncle. There's no more doctor and patient, you know. And then when time of death comes, now he becomes very emotional. So many months of association, now he's leaving us. And it takes a toll. So there is a philosophy of giving breaks to the doctor, leave at home, rejuvenate, massage, go to swimming, go to pressure walking, reconcile and come back. Any other question is there? Anybody has? Before we close. See, when there is question, there is wonderful discussion. So it becomes very interesting also. Okay. Dr. Makbul is asking question, how many institutes in India are there for providing palliative care hospice services? Historically speaking, about 120 years back, this movement started, called as Hospitium. All those who go to pilgrimage, on the way to pilgrimage, they fall to death-like condition and then they are taken care of in a place called Hospitium, which we discussed earlier. But then we realize that it is a regular thing which is required, not only for those who go to pilgrimage. So that's why the hospice institution came up. It first began in London. It developed there in England. So the all textbooks and basic sciences are available in London, basically. Then USA developed as a hospice, as a part of medical care. Essential accompaniment of all medical institutes is hospice or independent. And India, it came only of last 20 years. So in India, we have a Cipla hospice in Pune. We have one hospice called as in Haji Ali, Shanti Avedana in Haji Ali. They have branches in Delhi and other places also. Two, three places, Shanti Avedana. One is in Delhi also. One in Kolkata also, and one very good institute in Calicut, which I was mentioning to you. It has got excellent home care network. It has got excellent home volunteers network. It has got all the branches of hospice, specialized one, like I told you, and it has got inpatient hospice also. So I have gone to train myself in Calicut one, and I went to USA for the fellowship. And our people who are working with us, they have gone to Sikla, they have gone to Kolkata, and there are annual seminars which all the people come together and they share their stories, and you know, they have their conferences. Every annual conference is there. But these are only few institutes. And even medical fraternity doesn't know about it. So it's a field of large field of education, basically. Even doctors don't know the difference between curative medicine and the palliative medicine. So that's why the hospice people have a lot of jobs to first educate and then also to execute what they are supposed to do. So half our job is to educate people, to make them aware of what is hospice, what is the mindset of hospice, what is palliative care. But there are, and we are the other one, I forgot to mention ourselves. We are Bhaktivedanta, the hospice in Vrindavan, hospice over here, home care there also. Home care we have got about 400% registered here and there also, separately. And we go to home and take care of people also. It's a very wonderful job, excellently. But it's a different mindset is required. We're not going to get paid as high as that, like curative medicine, like ICUs and OTs or ERs. But you get paid a lot in blessings when you take care of people. 13 months after death also you take care of people, of the relatives for bereavement. So it's a very wonderful times. Any other questions there? So we end here, huh, today. See, those who have come new, na, if you like, you can bring a pen drive. I'll give all the lectures before. And you can hear first the lectures given on this subject. So when I'll give the next one, na, we'll at least have some relevance. Main kya bola tha kidhar? I've given two lectures, and this is the third lecture, right? In three, we finished this one. Na? End of life ke upar hai abna. Science of death ke upar? Fourth hai, na? So give me pen drive and we'll distribute. You have 15 days. In the 15 days, you can over the 15 days, you hear. Then many more questions will come, because there are, each slide has a subject matter. Each slide is a subject matter to discuss.
Last time, we took 22
slides. Only two slides I took last time. Only two slides. One time, only took the pain management, all that, stages of grief. It's a very beautiful science. I used to practice before. 23, 4 years I practiced. In 2004, I stopped and I got into this. In 2007, we went to USA, studied everything, and personally established the hospice there. All protocols and all the things, and regular people, trained them over here, trained them over there. And regularly I go to train them, regularly I go. So it's a constant, you know, it's a burnout situation. So you have to really encourage them, entertain them. There are picnics, there are so many things are there. There are programs for staff only. Entertainment programs are there. There are programs for patients also. All patients are called at one time. Ambulatory patients. And you arrange a festival for them. They all dance, they all hear music, they all eat food. Then they will feel ki main akela nahi hu, bahut sare marne wale log hain. Aur ye khush hai aur main dukhi kyun? So that's another program is there where we arrange that program. We call it as Premanjali. That's every month. We call all patients, one from south direction, one from north direction. We gather them, coordinate everything, arrange the stage, arrange the drama for them, arrange the movie for them, katha for them, some festivities, some nice food, some music, everything we arrange. 2 hours every month. And 25 people come, ladies also come. So everybody gets hope. You see, bahut log marne wale hain. Aisa nahi ki hum log ek hi raste mein hain. And then they get inspiration. See? Why should we cry? He is laughing, why should I cry? I am dying, he is also dying. What is the problem? She is cutting a cake 15 days before the death. Why should I cry? Let me celebrate my birthday before going also. So, Harik ka birthday celebrate karte hum log. Harik ka birthday. Aisa. Fine. Thank you so much. It was very interesting.